Good morning. We're continuing Chayei Adam, Klal Gimel, and we're going to learn Simen Chaf Hey. So now, it's just maybe briefly, Simen Chaf Gimel, we spoke about a case where a person passes gas, so the person who passes the gas is not allowed to learn at that point in time. Other people which are present are allowed to learn, but they're not allowed to daven or say brachas. We spoke about that already. That's the Simen Chaf Gimel. In Simen Chaf Hey, he dealt with a situation where the person has soya on part of his body. A situation might be possible. The person picks up a child who's dirty and gets some soya on any part of himself. So we know that halacha is by soya, that kisui works, covering it works. So he can't right now, he's dealing with a child, he can't wash himself off yet. So he says, I'll just cover it over with something, put something on top of it. So halacha, that doesn't work. We said the halacha is that it's covered, it's okay. Well, here it's covered. That's when it's not on you. So every part of the person has to be praising Hashem, and part of the person which has soy on it, it's not appropriate that you should be praising Hashem at this point in time. So you can't do that. Can erase a doimer letzoya magula umatzim enov achen aroya afilahachi azoster. So be a case where tzoya is visible and you shut your eyes, it doesn't work. We pointed out the case of tzoya is visible and you're in a different rishus. There's opinions that say shutting your eyes is sufficient. But if the tzoya is in the same rishus as you, shutting your eyes does not work. So this is not any better than that. The tzoya is on your body. It's like even though it's covered and you can't see it, it's like it's there. So that's a problem. Now the Chayyarim continues and says, we could argue that maybe this halacha, it says, Kol HaTasai Termarna, it's that Hashem Mechamoicha, it's referring to the parts of the person which are the primary elements of the person, the parts of the person which person needs to live. But other parts of the body are not going to be a problem. So he says, Mechamoicha Meshaz HaTchak Yesh Lahater, the Hashem Redavka Dabrish and Hashem HaTluyaboy. The issue is only specifically in the parts of the body where the neshama is dependent upon. The hainu hapeba chaitam, the chsib kol neshama tahalo ka. It would be in those areas. Shapeba chaitam yitzi and neshima, that's where breath takes place. Now, chayna megila hamareach also shabahem toli lahalo Hashem. So now the chayyarim says, Abashar Avorim Lot. Chayyarim says, the other parts of the body are not problematic. It's not on your heart. It's on your skin. It's connected to your heart. But if the person would have the situation which is on their kalim which you use for breathing, that's where the problem is. Because kol neshama tahaloka, the neshima is the place of hilul, and this explains. This is why Chazal were machmer that reyach has the halachic status as if the tzoya is there, because the neshima, which is the place where the person praises Hashem. The kalim of praise of Hashem are smelling the tzoya. So for those kalim, that is how they, that is their touching, that is their connecting to the tzoya through smell. So it's like the same kli which is supposed to be praising Hashem has tzoya in it. So even though that's why reyach is, so now we understand why reyach is problematic. But it doesn't apply to other parts of the body. Now, the every kein darmel kilo menachas hatzoya ba'aretz t'mahani kisa. So this now gives you the halachic equivalent as if the tzoya is not, it's not part of you. It's on the ground and it's covered, so that's going to be sufficient. So b'shas hatchak, the Chayyarim says, a person can rely on that opinion. I can't imagine a scenario where practically a person is going to have tzoya on their pet or chaytim and not wash it off. So practically the decision will not come up, but it does give us an insight into an understanding of why reyach is problematic. This is a fascinating idea that Chayyarim was mentioning over here, why reyach is an issue. But the chachila, any part of the body which would have tzoya touching it would be problematic. The Chayyarim continues and discusses one more prat on this, but we will leave that for the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.